Last week was a challenging one for President Bush. There was more bloodshed in Iraq and more erosion in public support for the war. The president's nominee to be ambassador to the United Nations, John Bolton, was blocked by Democrats again, and Republican congressional leaders told the president they don't know what more they can do to advance Bolton's name. Republicans in Congress also began to write their own Social Security legislation. In an effort to rescue the proposal, Mr. Bush has been slavishly but unsuccessfully pushing for months. NPR's David Greene reviews a week the president may prefer to forget.
The Bush White House prides itself on sticking to its plan and its message. The president rarely acknowledges reversals. So it's a rough week when Mr. Bush himself is forced to admit that the road is getting steeper. Here's what he had to say at a Friday news conference about Iraq and the lives lost there.
No question about it's difficult. I mean, we hear it every day, of course. So do you. You report it every day. It's tough work, and it's hard. The hardest part of my job is to comfort the family members who've lost a loved one.
On the same day, the president conceded that Congress had not followed his cues on Social Security changes. Last week, Democrats were still solid in opposition to Mr. Bush's proposed personal investment accounts. Republicans, meanwhile, began to craft legislation designed to rescue the concept on a much smaller scale. All this seemed to have the president frustrated.
I'm not surprised that there is a kind of a reaction, the do-nothing reaction in Congress towards Social Security, and I'm not surprised the American people are saying, I wonder why nothing's getting done. You know, they see a problem, and they're wondering why people won't step up and solve the problem. So I'm not surprised about people are balking at doing big things.
Democrats and some Republicans in the Senate have also been balking at his nomination of John Bolton as UN ambassador. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist trekked to the White House this week to tell the president the votes were not there to cut off a Democratic filibuster on Bolton. Mr. Bush told Frist to keep on trying, and the senator said he would.
The president made it very clear that he expects an up or down vote, and in talking directly to leadership and to our entire caucus, I hope that we can deliver that up or down vote, so we'll continue working in that regard.
But there were no more votes on Bolton all week, and Frist told reporters on Capitol Hill he had no immediate plans for any. The Senate has also been restless about Iraq. This week, the U.S. military's top commander in the Middle East, General John Abizaid, told the Senate Armed Services Committee that he's concerned because U.S. soldiers in Iraq have begun to raise doubts about whether Americans at home are supporting what they're doing in Iraq. Michigan Democrat Carl Levin asked Abizaid about a recent comment from Vice President Dick Cheney, who said the insurgency in Iraq was in its last throes.
So you wouldn't agree with the statement that it's in its last throes?
I don't know that I would make any comment about that other than to say there's a lot of work to be done against the insurgency.
Well, the vice president has said it's in its last throes. That's the statement of the vice president. It doesn't sound to me from your testimony or any other testimony here this morning that it is in its last throes. But
I'm sure you'll forgive me from criticizing the vice president.
Cheney himself then seemed to back away from his last throes comment in an interview on CNN.
If you look at what the dictionary says about throes, it can still be a violent period, the throes of a revolution.
The vice president said critics of the Bush team have been proven wrong before.
Those who have predicted the demise of our efforts since 9/11, as we fought the war on terror, as we've liberated 50 million people in Iraq and Afghanistan, did not know what they were talking about. And I would submit to you today that we'll succeed in Iraq just like we did in Afghanistan. We'll stand up a new government under an Iraqi drafted constitution. We'll defeat the insurgency. And in fact, it will be an enormous success story that will have a huge impact, not just in Iraq, but throughout the region.
At the same time, the White House shows a heightened sense of concern. Spokesman Scott McClellan announced Friday that Mr. Bush would be in Fort Bragg, North Carolina, on Tuesday, delivering a primetime address on Iraq. Even after all the speeches and statements on Iraq from the president, McClellan said, many Americans, quote, haven't really heard our strategy for success and the way forward. The other big event widely anticipated in Washington this week is the retirement of Supreme Court Chief Justice William Rehnquist. The vacancy that creates on the High Court is a historic opportunity for the president. but given his current relationship with the Senate, it could also be the biggest challenge yet in his second term. David Greene, NPR News, Washington.